Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. John Ritchie, Ruben Amaro Jr., Rhea Hughes. We're with you till 10 o'clock today. You want to get in? 215-592-9494 is how you join the show. Talking a lot of Sixers today. The lottery, Sixers land with the third pick. Phillies, Cardinals later on tonight.
We're talking about and how Tom the Kelly Eagles has schedule. Completely transformed in appearance. Over the last 2 months.
You were just staring me down.
Going from a young man to...
Well, just so you know, my father-in-law texted me, said, I don't look decrepit.
No, I mean, by the way. Decrepit was rough, man. That was heavy.
All right, I overstepped. I said I went too far with decrepit. Right,
well, I think it was fine.
I think you can be youthful and gray.
Yeah, you know, but you can't be youthful and decrepit at the same time. That's one thing you can't be.
No, but
I haven't checked the YouTube comments.
Honestly, yeah. Tom, I was thinking youthfully decrepit in the back of my mind. Like, you do come off as a younger man, despite the fact that you are, you know, prematurely extremely gray.
Wow. Now it's prematurely gray.
Would you call this extremely gray? Extremely gray?
Extremely.
Maybe the sideburns only.
You got your power.
Come from Mr. Graybeard over here.
What are you talking about?
Man.
It's blonde.
That's not blonde.
Yeah.
That's all gray, bro.
There you go.
What are you talking about?
It'd be ridiculous.
Decrepit.
It's like platinum. Very, very light blonde.
215-592-9494. So talking about the Phils and Eagles schedule releases and a few schedule notes to pass along here. Vikings will be the first team ever to play two consecutive international games.
What's going on with that?
They're going to be playing in Dublin and then in London the next week.
J.J. McCarthy.
How would you have liked that as a player? To go and, you know, you would hate it?
I would absolutely hate that.
They're just going to stay there, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure. But that is as distracting as you can get it. Anytime you sleep on a mattress that's not your mattress.
Yes, correct.
I hate that.
Yeah. No,
amen. I need
for back health. Seriously,
your mental health.
Back matters so much for a sport that you're getting into a stance and exploding out 100 times a game. You can't be messing around on anyone else's bed the night before or the night before the night before or the night before the night before the night before. And I'll keep going. They're going to be over there for a week.
Yeah.
Jaguars have done this before, by the way. They played back-to-back games in London last year.
Well, the tweet said first two back-to-back international games. Maybe it's in different locations.
In different locations,
That's probably the
Jags should just relocate to London at this point. Yeah.
Well, their owner wants them to, it seems.
Yeah.
You know, he's all about that with his feet in that pool, soccer-wise, football-wise also.
Well, they probably have more of a fan base over there as well. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Our side topic today, give us who or what is eccentric for your chance to win Post Malone tickets, a pair of tickets, Post Malone, Citizens Bank Park, May 24th. You going to be there, John?
I love the
Post Malone stuff that I see when he's doing covers, and he's so talented. He's playing guitar. He's doing really amazing songs. But I don't know. I wasn't planning on it. Are you going?
I don't think so. No, I didn't even maybe know Post Malone was.
Maybe
as
we should. Maybe we should go together.
I'm
you
not
and
going
me.
With
we'll
you. You call
date.
Me. To, I don't go out with people. Call
Why
me
don't
to
we double date? You and me.
I don't know if I'd want to do that.
Why not?
Because I don't know if I'd want to spend my time around you, John.
Well, after you crushed him on the decrepit piece.
I know,
I would, too. Well, I'm right with you, TK.
Call somebody decrepit.
That was a playful decrepit. That was a playful.
It was playful the first time you said it.
I'm just kidding. We'll go on a double date with you, John. I just need to find a babysitter for my three kids, and then I'll be able to come
that
out.
That does make
I'm
it tough.
I'm sure that doesn't happen often. It's usually grandmoms.
No. Yeah, I went to my cousin's wedding on Saturday. It was my first time out since my third kid was born.
Well, see, that's the thing. In talking to Tom, he's not taking Tom time. He's not ever
taking Tom time. Nope.
There's no Tom time, and that's when things get problematic for you and the missus. Like, you need to get out.
Oh, now you're giving me therapy
advice. Yeah,
we give lots of life advice on this show.
The life advice stays tomorrow, right?
I don't know.
Well, Joe's got to be back to give people life advice.
Well, that remains to be seen.
That's very important.
If he gives it effectively or not, but we try.
He's always got an interesting perspective.
Have you gone out with your wife since the baby?
We went to a wedding on Saturday.
Baby. Okay. That going to a wedding, you said that was the first time you've actually gone out and done something.
Uh-huh.
So I'm assuming there have been no dates.
No. No,
So judging from experience, that is an important part of the process here. And I know it's tough with three under five. Yeah, you got to figure it out.
Yeah, the youngest 4 months old.
That is important.
Yeah,
time. And then, does your wife have a T name?
She does. Teresa is her name.
The TT time.
Perfect. So there you go. Yeah. Perfect.
Tom and Teresa time.
There you go.
Tom and Teresa time. It needs to start, man.
Well, I don't think they need any more time alone together with three young kids. You need to dial back on that.
Let's make sure. Yeah, well, let's be responsible with the Tom time and Tom and Teresa time.
thank you, John. I value your advice so much. I'm retaining so much of it. 215-592-9494. Let's go to David
and
Salem.
You should go out on dates, though.
Save me, David. Save me from John giving me the advice here.
How you doing?
Hi, David.
How you doing?
David, you're from Salem?
Yeah, Salem, New Jersey.
You know that the Salem witch trials, they didn't actually burn anyone at the stake?
No.
Not the same Salem.
Yeah, it's not the same Salem, John. This
is
New Jersey.
I'm aware, but, it's just, it's interesting. I mean, it's a tie-in.
Yeah, to the beginning of the show. That is true.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk about, I watch the Phillies every evening, and I'm sure everybody else knows this too, that Harper swings at the first pitch no matter what pitch it is.
It feels that way.
Figure that out and say, hit it out.
It feels like he gets a little too primed up and amped up and,
I think part of his, I think the whole part of his, is at bats right now is that he's probably trying to do a little too much and he's trying to dial it back. He's talked about it. And when he does dial it back and, he makes much better decisions. But, listen, he will get out. Ball. He'll get out of it. He will get out of it.
The first pitch is usually the best. It's a fastball. You're trying to get ahead, but they figured him out because they're not going to throw him a fastball down the middle each time. Another question.
Unless they mess up, they sure
Aaron
don't
Nola,
want to.
Does everybody else notice that he gives up one or two big home runs?
David, we got to let you go. Your phone was cutting out on us there.
He was talking about
Nola and the home run problem. What do you see there, Ruben? Is this just something that, it's been a problem his entire career? This year, it's been seemingly more often he's given up homers. What do you think that's attributed to?
I think the big issue is he's going to give up home runs because he throws a lot of strikes. He gets a lot of punch outs because he throws a lot of strikes. And he does make mistakes in the zone. He's made more seemingly this year than in the past. The big issue with him is making sure that he doesn't allow runners on prior to those home runs and letting that snowball, which has happened at times. So
I think it's really about him being able to keep the runners off base when he does give up the solo home run, because you can give up a solo home run. It's no big deal. But if you're starting to throw up there, you know, the crooked numbers, is that's when it becomes a little bit more difficult for him.
Have you noticed the, it seems like, and maybe I'm leaping to conclusions here, but it does seem like Aaron Nola is bothered by runners on base more than some other guys.
I think he's made the adjustment over the last couple of years, actually speed up his delivery, and sometimes his delivery does get a little funky when he's in the stretch.
He's too conscious of, you know, holding those guys.
Maybe
at times.
I think at times, but I think he's more confident. He used to be able to do things differently. He'd slow down the game a little bit, like Jamie Moyer. He was never really short to the plate, so he had to mix up his looks and his picks and stuff like that. And now it's really limited for him to do that. So he had to speed up his delivery. So that's changed some things mechanically for him.
Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, morning team. How you doing?
Doing awesome,
yo,
Chuck.
John, what's up, John? How you doing, buddy?
Amazing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, what about you?
I'm doing wonderful. I can't complain. Yeah, I'm at work right now on this jury day, and I am enjoying and loving having a third pick in the NBA draft.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? AJ Taylor's going to be the best player in this draft.
You think so?
I tell you. Yes. Absolutely.
I think you're crazy,
Chuck. He's our MJ?
6'10", wing guy.
Wow, 6'7" and a half, really.
Well, this guy has
maybe
a wingspan of a 7-footer.
True.
And listen, he can shoot, he can score at will.
Kevin Durant-esque. You think you, well, I what guess we'll see.
Are we sure he's going to be the third pick?
Yeah, we're not sure he's going to be the third pick.
I mean, we've already got this guy, you know, in our pockets, but is that happening?
It got to happen. I mean, if it doesn't happen, the only time the Sixers can mess this up, you know, but they have a gold mine right now. Just, you know, everybody saying Joel Embiid being healthy. It doesn't matter if he's healthy or not. You just got a golden ticket right now. This kid is the real deal. And his upside is through the roof. I'm telling you, this is who I wanted. You know, he's going to be the best player in this draft, man. And we could revisit this conversation three years later from now.
What if I didn't know his name was Arius? That's a pretty cool name. What if Arius Ace Bailey is gone and Cooper Flagg is also gone,
Dylan Harper's a good player, but I mean Ace Bailey he's going to be the third pick. I don't see it. No, I think going. As they say, is going to go Cooper Flagg.
Well, why would he be the third pick if he's so good, if he's better than Dylan Harper?
He's 18 years old. It's an upside. It's an upside thing with him. You know, it's not, you know, it's Dylan Harper was a better college player than Ace Bailey. Ace Bailey's still, he's raw.
Yeah, Ace is a lot more, yeah.
Needs to do with this guy.
Needs to be developed.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Chuck, but this is the thing here with a guy like Ace Bailey. Why would a team like San Antonio, who's drafted number two, if he's got all this upside, they have Victor Wembanyama, this stud up front, why wouldn't they take a shot?
If they want to pair Dylan with him.
Right.
I mean, that's...
Yeah, I mean, I just think, and I wonder too about the situation with Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper.
Did you give Chuck a chance to say who or what is eccentric?
No, he didn't have stars next to his name. That's that means that he didn't have an answer, unless Buzz just forgot to put him there.
No, he said he didn't have an answer.
Okay, there you go. I was trusting you, Buzz. Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper, does it concern you at all that these guys were on the same team,
yes,
and they're projected to be in the top three?
They couldn't make the tournament.
No, they were won 14 games.
I thought that was odd.
Wow.
It's like
it's really odd. I mean, when you're in basketball, you have 40% of your team is as good as they are. And they don't get to
the tournament? Reminiscent of Ben Simmons.
Right.
That's really hard to swallow down.
And I'm not saying it's the same situation.
How many teams make this thing now?
170 of them.
Yeah, it seems like that. Yeah. But Ben Simmons coming out, one of the knocks on him was, if this guy's so great, how can he not get his team in the tournament? Yeah. And, hey, we ended up saying throughout his career here, he had major deficiencies.
The proof is in the pudding, isn't
it? And like Ruben said, 40% of your team, you have two guys that are that great. The bare minimum is you should be able to get in the tournament.
No doubt.
So that,
that's got to concern me a little bit.
Yeah, that does worry me a little bit when you look at these guys. And it's why you look at a guy like Cooper Flagg. And I know Cooper Flagg was playing on kind of an all-star team. I mean, two of these other Duke kids, Knuppel and Malawach, the other big kid, which I would highly doubt the Sixers take a center again. But they had three top 10 players. I mean, they understand the pressure of winning in a huge, you have to win at Duke.
I mean, you got to win there. I mean, they're the pressure and the intensity and, the whole ACC, the whole thing. It's totally different.
I would have wanted them to go get Knuppel just so I could hear it mispronounced.
Oh, the mispronunciations in this city.
Always my favorite. How does somebody say Castellanos?
Castellanos.
Castellanos. There you go.
We are the worst in this city with mispronouncing names.
No question.
Especially with just adding S's to the end of names.
Alshon Jeffries.
Yeah, Alshon Jeffries. That's a great one. I feel like there are a lot like that. Roy Holiday. It was Holiday forever.
Yeah. It's Holiday.
Yeah.
Just want to let you know.
Yeah. That was a pretty famous one. Let's go to Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Chris.
Guys, I want to address two things here. I'd like to get a little NBA, but I want to talk a little b-ball or baseball. I'm sorry, with my brother Ruben there. But let's get to the NBA. So this is such a fraudulent league. They forced us to fire our general manager because they said it was a bad look and was given the wrong persona and optics. But then this nonsense goes on where Luka gets traded to Lakers. Then the Lakers, get the golden franchise of the NBA, now gets the first pick and gets Cooper Flagg. Like, the odds of that actually happening are that's greater odds of happening than Joe DeCamere beating Jack Fritz in the WIP games. Like, it's next to impossible. Like, it's so blatantly obvious. And I love when they try to act so self-righteous. Like I said, they talked about, they don't want to give bad optics, but then they do this nonsense, and it's just like it's tone deaf. I don't understand how they could be so tone deaf. Really don't.
And this is the thing, Chris. I mean, there are just so many examples of this happening in the past. I mean, you look at LeBron the year before he went back to Cleveland, they get the number one pick. The year after he leaves Cleveland, they get the number one pick. And sure, is there a chance all this is random, I guess, but it just feels like this has happened very frequently.
So this, here's my take on this thing. I mean, it's so ridiculous that it can't be, and it has to be random.
That's the way I feel.
And I really feel like it can't be that obviously ridiculous.
You can't in good
conscience.
That's
why I think it actually was
slap us all in the face
totally
repeatedly in this fashion.
But they do it repeatedly, they have.
And the Luka the Luka Doncic trade was so bizarre. Like, it's like, why would you trade this guy who said he wants to stay here,
wants to be here for your entire career,
and to trade him to that destination over any other?
You gave the Lakers a superstar.
Yeah, and it's not the first time that's happened.
Rube, I want to get your take real quick before I give you guys my eccentric person. So I don't really hear much chatter about Otto Kemp. What are your thoughts on Otto? Do you think they're going to use him as a piece to go get somebody, or do you think they're going to stash him away to replace Bohm with next year?
He can do anything they want. I mean, as long as you have depth and you have talent. I mean, there's a lot of chatter about that. They know about him. Believe me, he's making his mark. When if have bat, will travel. And so he's going to, at some point, push the envelope. And who knows? I mean, it's great to have be able to have a guy who basically came out of, quote-unquote, nowhere to be this kind of a hitting prospect. But, hey, and that's the kind of depth that you love to have.
And what positions could he potentially play?
So apparently he's playing all the positions right now in the corner positions. I don't know how good a defensive player he is, but in Major League Baseball in this day and age, people don't care about defense all that much. The good teams do. Listen, if the guy can hit, because there's so few really great hitters now, if the guy can hit and people believe that he can hit, then he's going to get a chance to be in the big leagues. There's
no
question
about
it.
Do you see them bringing him up this year?
I mean, it's possible. It depends on, you know, what happens as far as, you know, overall health of the team. He's not going to go and replace Alec Bohm, for instance. Alec Bohm's been doing it for several years, and
but
he's had a lot of success.
How does Alec Bohm deal with that? Like, how does Alec Bohm, you know, we know he's a
I don't
little
think he cares
fragile
at, all.
At times. Oh, really?
I don't think he cares at all. He's raking right now. Man's been crushing the baseball. I mean, true. I know I say crushing. He's getting his hits and having a lot of success right now. So I think that's all he cares about right now.
Who or what's eccentric, Chris?
Yeah, so guys, I love watching various things on the History Channel, and one of the greatest series they ever did was The Men Who Built America, and this guy is really eccentric to the point he had OCD so bad. Before he would walk into a building, he would walk around it three or four times before entering the building. He's one of the world's famous physicists and engineer, Nikola Tesla.
He would walk around a building
wow, that's weird.
Multiple times before entering it?
Yeah, the OCD really, really
wow.
bad.
Wow. That's rough.
Did that include, like, eventually, like, think? Imagine if you did that
Thanks,
here.
Chris. Getting a lot
imagine
of steps in.
If you're coming to the studio and you ended up, like, walking around, it would take a long time to get around this building.
It's not as big
times.
As you think it is. That's a.
Well, I mean, if.
10 minutes, you can get around. What, three, four times?
But you imagine trying to set your schedule around all that?
I mean, right? Because then if you, you never know how long it'll take traffic-wise, even walking-wise, or if you can even get around the building. What if you can't?
Yeah, what if you're running late?
There's no path.
Yeah.
You show up to the ballpark, you got to lap around CBP three or four times.
That whole stadium?
That would take you a while for sure, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.